Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every year, this debate comes up about real or fake.
Okay. All right.
Now, I want the women listening to know that I'm a very avid real person when it comes to that. But when it comes...
We did a test, and I scored the highest. I just want to point that out.
Oh, that's right. We did do a boob test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got stuck on the first picture.
I don't remember what I scored, but I wasn't...
I think I was 18 out of 20. You were like 15 out of 20.
There were 20?
I think I was lower than that. It was remarkable. Huh. But it's just because, yeah, I like... little. So like when they're big, I'm like, might as well be fake. Yeah. It's just too much.
I'm more of a hands-on kind of guy.
Okay, but here's what I want to talk about. It's the real tree versus fake tree. Mm. Okay. I dated a person who it was a fairly big point of contention between the two of us. She couldn't understand how a Renaissance man like myself could ever be a fake tree kind of guy. And I'm like,
why not?
Technology, baby.
It's so nice.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wait, you're a fake tree guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, this is exactly why I wanted to talk about this today.
What?
You thought he was a real tree guy?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, what have I given that impression? That I've been outside?
Buddy, I want you to be.
Out of all of us, I see him being the real tree guy.
I was staring at my perfectly frocked, perfectly lit tree that doesn't smell like anything, that's just sitting there in its perfect little stand with the big, now I've got the big tin instead of the thing that everybody did in the last couple of years. It's like a big round thing underneath instead of a blanket or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it's,
we have like a basket under ours.
Yeah. This is a huge thing or whatever. And I was thinking about you and I'm like,
oh,
I know. And I think he's going to push back on me, but buddy, you got to hear me out. You are such a good dad that I think you should be a real tree family. You guys have done everything so right with your kids. Like you guys go down, like you didn't, Leo doesn't have an iPad, right? Does he?
No, he doesn't. In fact, we try to use it on flights. Like that's the one time where we try to download some shows and our iPad is so old and outdated, that doesn't even work. So it doesn't even work on the plane.
Wow.
So he just colors the whole time.
My kids were given an iPad in the delivery room. Like, that's how bad of a parent I am.
We were at a little lower end hospital, I guess.
Well, no, I'm saying we bought it.
It wasn't a gift.
Ours was more of an alley.
But
I could even see them like having, because they do have their fake tree up and it looks beautiful. But I could see them having like a smaller real tree somewhere else.
Like the Charlie Brown tree. When I think of,
Now you're getting my heartstrings. I love Charlie Brown.
The idea of your whole family, or at the very least for a little while, you and Leo.
Yeah.
Drive, and I think, I don't even think you go to a parking lot and buy one.
You want him to go chop it down?
I think you guys go
chop it down. That's where we're losing him, because who is going to chop it down? Leo?
He can do it. He can watch enough YouTube videos. He can do it.
You think I have an axe?
No, but you can get one. And I think some of the places, I don't know if they still do this. Can you guys look up Project Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Because our
oh, yeah. They do a tree thing.
Our friends at the mountain, and they just raised a bunch of money for these guys. I think it goes to soldiers and stuff. Great place. But they just own this huge chunk of land, and I don't know if they still do it, so don't quote me on it, but if they do, it's a great place to give your money. But you can go out there, and this girl who I dated, that she's the one who turned me on to it, she's like, we gotta go out there and chop down a tree. And I'm like, you can, but I'm a fake tree guy, because that ship has sailed for me. I didn't do it, and it's a massive regret that I don't have this memory of looking at Noah as the tree goes and falls, and like the two of us together like like grunting the tree back to the car. Bro!
We could just work out in the backyard.
No!
I've been one time back in high school, a girl I dated was a real tree girl, same thing. And I went to an actual farm, like the place where you chop them down and all that.
Awesome.
No, it was horrible. I just wanted the cocoa. That's what I remember most is the hot cocoa.
But to me,
so with us, I've only been a fake tree person my whole life. And so is my wife. And also, we are a multiple tree house.
Great.
So we have the big one up. We have five currently up. We're looking for a sixth. If you're a sixth tree, text in.
No, but dude.
Get a real one.
Don't you think that's...
But then what are the fake ones? Like, can you have one real one and then a bunch of fake ones?
Yes. I think the memories you're going to create. Dude, you just said it. And I hadn't even thought about the cocoa part. Like, you don't deserve
that's all I think about.
The cocoa for taking a tree out of a box. You don't. You don't deserve it.
And I carried it up from the basement. That's not nothing.
I understand that.
I got it out of the crawl space.
Will you just try to see you through my eyes for 1 second and take this as a massive compliment? Look at T-Hack today in that big ass sweater.
Yeah, a waffle knit sweater.
His Christmas colored shoes.
Yep.
His beard and his hair, and just picture him.
It's a Hallmark movie.
He is a Hallmark.
Yeah.
Like, you could be out there and bump into some lady and all of her files spill on the ground.
No, I could literally see him in the city at like a little Christmas market.
Yes!
Bumping into Angie.
Yes! No, it's somebody else.
And then don't want to say
that. They have this love-struck moment where it's like, remember me from high school? I'm the girl who took you to the Christmas tree farm.
Honey, Slacker said, I had to.
Dude, will you please? Will you just try it? If you're a Christmas tree farm... That has the chop down.
I actually don't
know.
Can't
find the sanctuary.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing it this year or not.
Can I even put it on my car? How do I get it home?
Yes.
Yeah.
You drive a Hyundai. It's scratch it up. It's so 303-222-5423. 303-222-5423. If you're a Christmas tree farm, because this is the time. Like, you can't have bought it before. And the ones that are chopped down and in all the parking lots, they're great. Not trying to knock them. They're great. But sometimes they've been chopped too long. They got to paint them. And they got to do stuff to get them.
Okay.
And then, like, you...
This just seems so messy. It's just the needles all fall as soon as you get in the house, Aaron, and all that.
But there's a nice smell that it brings into the air, and it's just different.
And you and Leo.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to ask Leo if he wants to do this.
Ask Leo if he wants an axe in his hand in the forest with his father.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.